What's going on, everybody? It's Physical Friday. We have talked about acronyms before. One of the acronyms that I use a lot is EMOM. Every minute on the minute. And the reason that I'm doing a lot of every minute on the minute workouts right now is because I am doing the Matt Frazier Hard Work Pays Off, HWPO program. And it is Matt Frazier's favorite thing, apparently, because every week we are doing these every minute on the minute, where he takes four exercises and puts them together. And over the course, I've been doing this for 182 days. And over the course of these 182 days, we started out with doing it for about 10 minutes, then 20 minutes, then 25 minutes, then 30 minutes. And we've worked our way up to doing a 40-minute EMOM, every minute on the minute. And it's an interesting format. And it's a format that you can use whether you do it for 40 minutes or whether you do it for 20 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever your fitness level and your time allows for. But I like the way that he does this. And you can do it with very minimal equipment, or you can do it with a crazy amount of equipment, whatever you want. But the way that he's putting these together is he's selecting four exercises. Two of the exercises are cardio based. So it might be rowing and biking, or it might be biking and ski erg, or it might be running, actually running on the road, and jump rope, or some form of those two exercises. So two of the stations are going to be cardio based stations. So pick whatever you want. If you've got a rowing machine, use that. If that's the only machine that you have, then running or double unders would be the other station. Then he's going to take two other ones that are either gymnastics skill-based, like pull-ups and burpees, or he would do something like What is the one we did the other day? Sandbag cleans and pull-ups, or sandbag cleans and some opposing thing. So you're cleaning. Is there something that you could do where you would push? You could do a sled push. You could really put together any four exercises. So if I didn't have any equipment, and this is also great for training a number of people. So let's just say we didn't have any equipment whatsoever. We were going to meet at the park and we wanted to do a good workout. So we could say, okay, how much time do we have? Do we have 30 minutes? Okay, we got 30 minutes we can devote to this particular workout. What we want to do is we want to pick two stations that are going to be running or cardio based. So if everybody brought a jump rope, you could do running. And the first station would be running, the third station would be jump rope, double unders. Okay. Let's say you didn't even have a jump rope though. You could do running and you could do burpees. Okay. Two cardio movements. Okay. So now we want to get two strength movements in there, and we could do something else that would be associated with strength. One would be doing dips on a park bench where you just kind of put your feet out in front and you're doing a dip on the park bench. And maybe you want to throw in a core movement. So you want to do, flutter kicks. So running, flutter kicks, burpees. And what was the last one that I just said? Dips. Okay. So running, flutter kicks, burpees, dips. Those are our four exercises. We're going to do this for 30 minutes. Now, how many of these would you want to do? There's a couple of different ways that you could do it. You want to go, or the way that Matt Frazier is telling us to do it, is you want to go for 30 to 45 seconds. Okay? So how many burpees can you do in 30 to 40 seconds? Because the every minute on the minute workout calls for you're working, and when you finish this amount, you can rest the rest of the amount. Okay. So if you can do, let's say, 10 burpees in 30 seconds, then that's about where you want to be. You want to do a hard amount of work, followed by about 30 seconds of rest before you move to the next station. So you can before you get started, you can time it out and you can get a watch and you can say, okay, let's run to that tree and back and see how long that takes us. And maybe you got lucky on the first one and that took about 30 seconds to get back. Or maybe you need to pick the next tree down. Whatever it is, you're going to run a distance that's going to be about 30 seconds for you to cover that distance. Then you're going to have a few seconds, 30 seconds to rest, get ready for the next station, which is going to be flutter kicks. You want to do a flutter kicks. You can either do it as many as you possibly can in 30 seconds, or you can say, okay, well, I can do about 50 flutter kicks in 30 seconds. So we're going to do 50 flutter kicks. Then the next station would be the burpees. Hey, we've said we can do 10 burpees in 30 seconds. Maybe you can do more, whatever your number is. That's what you want. And then the last one is going to be the dips. So how many dips can you do in about 30 seconds? Let's say it's 15. So that's how you would set it up. And you would continue this for 30 minutes. You would run, then you would do the next exercise and the next exercise and the next exercise. Then you would constantly be having these short bursts followed by rest, followed by a short burst, followed by a rest for the amount of time that you've dedicated to it. So for 30 minutes, you're going to meet your buddies in the park, and that's going to be something that you can all do together. All you need is a timer that's going to go off every minute on the minute, and you can have those. There's tons of them available for your cell phone. You can have one of those workout timers that does that every minute on the minute for any amount of time that you program it for. That's all you need is your phone and four exercises, and you can get an incredibly good workout with zero equipment. If you have a little bit of equipment, you can throw in whatever you have. You got one dumbbell, you've got one kettlebell, you've got a jump rope, you've got whatever you have with you, that's fantastic. You can extrapolate this out to wherever you want to go. And if you are in a very good CrossFit gym, or you're at a really good gym that's got everything there, you can do anything. You can incorporate a barbell in here. You can incorporate muscle ups. You can incorporate anything you want in here. But the basic formula is work for about 30 to 40 seconds, rest for 20. Work for 30 to 40 seconds, rest for 20. And then you're going to do that over four different exercises for a specific amount of time. So that's the EMOM workout. 40-minute EMOM workout is what we've worked our way up to. You can do this in a place where you have zero equipment or a place where you have tons of equipment, but it's worked for the 5-time fittest man on the planet, Matt Frazier. So I think it's going to work for you. All right, this is going to be awesome. And get out there. If you come up with a good format, I'd love to hear about it. You can text me at 305-930-7346. That's the number where you can always get me. And I would love to hear about what kind of EMOM workouts you're coming up with. All right, that's Physical Friday for today. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.